Hello and welcome to Extra Credits Pop Quiz, where we test how well the snakes have been paying attention. I'm your Proctor Ambius, and taking the test tonight are Dr. Activisionary.
I'm getting even more swole since I've been at the gym. Getting hashtag gains. Woohoo! Arm muscle. Getting ready for the last battle.
God damn it.
Argyle Funk.
I just want to round up all the cucks and load them into a meat grinder, then feed their meat to the hungry illegal immigrants.
What?
Fruit tag.
The stars in the sky are just high-tech cameras and shit. We are always being filmed in hell.
Spooks.
Who needs a boyfriend when I have 20 people in my blank fighting each other already?
And Amelia Blank.
I'm gonna get triggered super hard if I hear the word blank one more fucking time!
I'm sorry that I just implied that there's 20 people in Amelia Blank.
It will be tonight.
Yeah! Oh, cool. High five!
High five?
Extra credits, it's a pop quiz!
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yay!
Okay.
So,
Denmark!
Never mind. Everyone seems really not into it.
Never is mind. It Denmark?
The answer
no,
is safe.
Not Denmark.
It's safe!
It's actually, our last episode, as you might as well remember, was about Tila Tequila.
No, I blocked that out.
Yeah, I think everyone had a little bit too much tequila, so you might not remember it so good. Get it?
Now, that document was provided by Chai Tilade, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was Chai.
And while he was making that document and the episode was being recorded, unbeknownst to me, I was making another document about Tila Tequila, full of all of her crazy tweets. And after the episode was recorded without it, I didn't want to put it in the trash where it actually belongs, and decided to gamify it, and here we are.
Yay!
Hey, Ambius. Ambius, I have a question for you. You said that you were compiling a document of all of Tila Tequila's crazy tweets, so... in the process of that compilation, what's the ratio of crazy tweets to normal tweets? Because I made it sound that there were normal tweets.
Let's just say that I compiled a huge list of crazy tweets, and then I looked at the dates, and they are all from the same day.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
This is going to be a long quiz.
Most of what we're going to read today is from the same 2 days.
Okay.
And it's all over the place. Now, this is going to go like this. This is going to go like this. We're going to split into groups. And once we do, I'm going to read you a Tila Tequila tweet with some words emitted. And you're going to have to guess what these words are. Whoever guesses first gets a point or several points. And if nobody guesses... and we give up, I give points to whoever amused me the most.
Do we take turns or do we converse among our teammates?
Among our teammates, we're conversing among everyone.
All right.
Yeah, so it's good to converse.
Not if we stage whisper.
Well, you can PM. We're still doing this online. You can PM each other if you really want to, but that's no fun for the listener.
Yeah.
Screw the listener.
No, the listener.
I want to win.
Hearing this.
So how we're going to split into groups is like so. We're going to roll d12s. Anyone who doesn't know what a d12 is, it's something nerds use.
Nobody here doesn't know what a d12 is.
Fair point. Everybody's going to roll a d12. Whoever rolls the highest gets to choose his teammate. Whoever rolls the lowest will not have a team. The two remaining people will, of course, be their own team. So, we're going to use a special little bot we have on our Discord channel to roll. So, everybody, please enter your roll d12s.
I think, we go one at a time? That way we have...
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Okay. So, we should go one at a time. Dr. A, roll, please.
Yeah, let's not count that.
Yeah, we're supposed to have a sound effect for that. So, Let's say, please. Dr. A, roll, please.
Oh, why? Fine.
Oh, wow. You're a natural.
Oh, wow. Dr. A Chris with 12 out of 12.
Twice in a row, even when you fucking redid it.
I hope the bot is not broken. Argyle, go ahead.
Alrighty.
Argyle rolls a 7.
Okay, so I'm just lucky.
Fruit hag.
Alright.
Holy
yeah,
shit.
Dr. A.
Okay, nice. We're going to have to.
We're breaking the rules of probability.
Yeah, no, it's, I can give you a whole schlick about that. Amelia Blank, please roll.
Oui. Oh. Yay.
And Amelia rolls a 2. Spooks, yay. You're last.
And.
Spooks rolled an 8.
Yay. I'm by myself. Yay.
I'm sorry.
Amelia is going to be playing alone, but because Dr. A and because Dr. A and Fruit Hag both rolled 12, they both get to re-roll.
Well, why don't they just be? Why don't they just both
take 12, motherfucker?
No, among yourselves. I mean, whoever between the two of you rolls the highest will get to choose. Oh.
I'll get to choose first.
Say, if I win this roll, I'm just picking Dr. A on my team.
Yeah. Fruit Hag rolls an 8.
Okay, so I'm going to roll now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, here I go.
And Dr. A rolls a 5.
So, Fruit Hag,
so,
you get first
Fruit
pick.
Fruit Hag.
Dr. A. Team Luck.
Alrighty. So, we have Team Luck. We have Dr. Activisionary. And Fruit Me? Hag. Then we have Argyle, Funk, and Spooks.
Yeah!
And all on her lonely self... Amelia Blank.
I'm used to being lonely.
Oh.
Oh.
That's right.
We all are.
Yeah. That's why we have
a
podcast.
Welcome to the venting corner part of the podcast.
Anyway.
It just gets so hard, you know.
Feels corner the podcast.
And that's the end.
So let's begin with a little classic, which some of you may have already seen. It goes like this. I had blank friend ask me why I Snapchatted a pic of me with a blank, and I told him because blank was pissing me off, lol, hashtag true story. Now, these are two different words here. Any guesses?
There are three blanks, though, so we can just say two words spread over, like, whichever one's
well...
the three.
How about we go with Dr. A and Fruit Hag first and let them give a...
Alright, Dr. A and Fruit Hag.
Dr. A, I've got a weird feeling that the thing that was Snapchatted was an animal of some kind. I'm going to say a horse.
Alright.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I'm going to say it is a... The first word is... boyfriend?
I feel like it's probably boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a boyfriend ask me why I Snapchatted a pic of me with a something, and I told him because he was pissing me off. I'm gonna say, yeah, it's that, and it's a picture of a horse.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have boyfriend and horse. All right. By the way, do you guys want team names?
Oh, we're Team Luck all the way.
You're Team Luck. Argyle and Spooks.
Yeah, I'll say me and Fruit Hag are Team Luck.
Argyle and Spooks, do you want a team name?
We're Team Pluck.
Team Pluck.
Fuck you.
So we have Team Pluck, Team Pluck, and Amelia.
Yay.
So, Team Pluck, what's your guess?
So I'm thinking for the first word, it has to be, I had a real friend ask me why I Snapchat. So, like, it doesn't make sense, but remember real dolls? Like, I'm thinking that Tila Tequila, like, doesn't really have friends, but, like, she's
she
sort
of
fashioned...
She has a house full of real dolls that keep her company, right?
She's fashioned like a male
doll, but
she calls it a real friend. But, like, in the tweet, as we see, there's no, like, TM or copyright, but that's just because, you know, it's 140 characters. Not enough space for her to, like, type that. But I'm fairly confident it's, like, real friend. And like,
is it like a My Buddy? But
is
for
it
adults?
Like a fur real friend?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Maybe it's like a Furby. Like, it talks so gibberish, but like, she understands
I had a
it.
Furby.
Oh, God, what would the Furby around Tila Tequila start saying?
Please let me go!
And I have no idea about, like, I'm totally gonna, like, steal, by the way, and say that it's also an animal, but I'm gonna go with Quokka, because, like, Quokkas are super cute. I've seen, like, a lot of pictures of them, like, just selfies with Quokkas.
A selfie
really cool.
With a Quokka.
It's definitely a Quokka.
And it would be pissing her off, because it's happy and she's definitely not.
Yeah, that
okay,
sounds,
so remember,
that sounds good.
You're answering as a team, so Argyle, are you on the same page?
I think it's a real friend, and she's taking a selfie with a Quokka.
Yeah, and the Quokka is smiling. You know, it shows emotion, unlike the real friend, which is an inanimate thing that she has fashioned out of, like, her own hair, right?
Oh, no.
So, and it is hashtag true story.
Yes, of course. Amelia, what's your guess?
Well, I'm going to go with a bad friend.
Oh.
And it's a pic of me right. With a dick, because I'm pissed.
All right, so we have Team Luck with Boyfriend Ask Me Why I Snapchatted a Pic of Me with a Horse. Team Pluck, a Real Friend Ask Me Why I Snapchatted a Pic of Me with a Quokka. And Amelia says that I had a bad friend, ask me why I snapchatted a pic of me with a dick. Told him because he pissed me off. So, you are all so way off.
Yay!
Maybe,
yay!
Maybe when you hear the real answers, you're going to better understand what you're dealing with.
Is it a black friend?
That's very close.
God.
No!
The real tweet...
Why is that close?
I didn't want to say it.
The real tweet goes as such. I had a Jew friend ask me why I Snapchatted a pic of me with a swastika.
What?
And I told him because Jew was pissing me off. Lol. Hashtag
Tila, no.
Tila Tequila.
That's nothing like
Quokka. Okay, that's.
I warned you we were reading Tila Tequila.
I
should've What's with
known.
This animal and friends shit?
I mean,
you obviously haven't done your homework.
Hold on. If you, like, break and twist a horse around, it's basically a swastika.
Yeah,
I mean, they've got all those limbs that just go everywhere. I mean,
yeah.
Well, nobody's getting points for this round because really you weren't even trying.
Hey, a vision of things to come,
friend,
I'm sure.
The Jew friend may have been her boyfriend. You don't know that.
Like,
Miss Blank should get 0.2 points.
Well, I feel like after
what?
She snapchatted the swastika, that probably changed.
I don't know.
What all right, see? So next
I'm
tweet.
I'm gonna keep my own ledger.
Now, but by the way, I've been compiling these tweets according to several different topics because she tends to repeat certain themes. But I'm gonna
like she's kind of a crazy person or something.
Yes, well, and I'm going to mix and match. So the next tweet goes as such.
So what you're saying, to clarify, you're saying that this is not going to be another swastika tweet. These are varied topics.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay.
The tweet goes as such. It's kind of creepy how there are only two blank in the entire blank! Exclamation mark. Team Luck, go first.
Well, quick, hold on. Should we? I feel like we should vary the order because it'd be kind of weird if it's the same.
I think we just. I think we'll just move over. So Pluck, then me, then Luck, and vice versa.
All right, Team Pluck.
Yeah, we go first.
I think it's kind of creepy how there are only two Tila Tequilas in the entire multiverse.
All right.
There should be only one.
I'm gonna go with a similar.
I mean, there should be only zero, but
yeah,
I'm gonna go a different, similar route and say it's kind of creepy how there are only two people in the entire universe.
Alrighty.
Okay, I do agree with the line of thinking. I think that the last word is probably like world. I'm gonna say world is the last word.
I think it's creepy how there are only two. Trying to think of what could be in the entire world.
I'm thinking, I don't know, I have a weird feeling that it's, like, two gods. Oh, Jews.
No, it can't be that.
Yeah.
Well, you'd never know.
I don't know if I'd commit to that.
Well, in her dreams, there probably are.
What does Tila Tequila think is creepy? Doctors.
She has a very strict headcanon about Doctor Who.
Oh, but no, she would like that there's only two doctors. So it's something she thinks is good.
Like, I am drawing a blank. There's so many possibilities.
Oh, no. That there are only two dimensions in the entire world. Because she's flat Earth.
Mm. Oh, shit.
Hmm. That's very nice.
I'm going to tell you right now, I think we're all wrong about both words, but I'm going to go with that. So two dimensions in the entire world.
Team Luck is set on two dimensions in the entire world. Team Pluck? Are you set with two Tila Tequilas in the entire multiverse?
No, I'm going to go with Argo on this one.
Crisis on Infinite Tequilas.
All right, and Miss Blank. Two people in the entire universe.
Yep.
Alrighty, so, as it turns out, Miss Blank is 100% correct.
What?
Oh, fuck.
Original tweet.
Oh.
It's kind of creepy how there are only two people in the entire universe.
What? Yay!
I mean,
so it's her.
There was no context given. There was really no context given.
Did you already know that one, Amelia? What the fuck?
I think it was in the back of my head somewhere.
Oh my god.
Alrighty. So, after this very successful round with Amelia.
How many points do I have?
The lead. You get 1 point.
Yay!
Nobody else has any points because nobody has amused you yet.
Yes, basically.
Oh,
damn it.
I mean, in this round, you kind of did amuse me, but Amelia got you, so...
fuck faces.
Oh, man.
So, you know what? I know, I'm going to switch it around. Well, Amelia gets 2 points for being on point, and Team Luck gets 1 point for amusing me.
Okay. Yeah!
Sure. I mean, we're as far from being in first place as we were before, but I did just push Team Pluck down a little bit.
Fuck you.
All right, so we're going, let's see, what tweet can I... Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
Are there any bad ones?
There are several ones which
are
just...
Yeah, I remember the first one. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I mean...
So this one's a little long, and... It's only redacting the beginning, but I feel like
how long can it really be?
Oh boy, I feel like we're not going to do it justice if we don't read the entire thing. So, I'm the female version of blank. If I turn any more blank, you guys will grow titties and pussy soon. I need to slow my roll. I'm just gonna take all of you bitches, cause I don't care, and why not?
Oh shit!
All of you my bitches, cause. IDC and why not?
That's a long box. I don't.
Okay, who's going first?
I think it's me.
Team Amelia.
Yeah, yep. Amelia won, so she goes first.
What does everyone think?
I actually don't know.
Yeah, like I'm gonna tell you.
I'm gonna go with the female version of Hitler.
Shit, that might be right.
Might be right.
And if I turn any more.
Aryan?
Butch?
Burnt?
Butch.
Butch.
Y'all gonna grow titties and pussy soon. And yeah, that's mine.
Alright, Team Luck, you go next.
Okay, I think the first one is Alpha Male, and the second one is gonna be Alpha.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm kind of feeling that. Yeah, let's go with that.
All right, Team Luck. Team Pluck, what's your choice?
You got any idea, Spooks?
I mean, to Miss Blank, I mean, if we're going to for, like, dictators, I would have gone with Augusto Pinochet, but, I mean, Hitler's fine, too. she just seems like more of a Pinochet guy to me. I mean, gal to me. I don't know. The first one, I think... I'm the female version of Justin Bieber because he's so hot right now. And please, nobody make that fucking low hanging fruit
in the
of
year
joke,
of our Lord, 2016.
Yeah, I mean,
the year of the Biebs.
Like, if I turn any more, what? Because it's a short word, but I'm not quite sure. I
turn any more... Beeb.
Beep. Beep, beep.
So, you're going with Justin Bieber and Beeb.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. No. Changing my vote. Changing my vote. Fuck. I'm the female version of Darth Vader. If I turn any more Jedi, you guys will grow titties and a pussy soon. I need to slow down my roll. I'm just going to make all of you my bitches because I don't see it.
I'm sorry. I don't want to help you get the point because that's correct, obviously. But I feel like it would make more sense if she said if I turn any more Sith. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like...
I believe that Tila Tequila is quite aware of the distinction between Sith and Jedi.
Right, I mean, yeah, my head canon was that.
And,
she couldn't.
She probably aligns herself with the Empire anyway.
Sure.
Off topic question.
I'll take that correction.
Is there a simple word for all Force users?
For what?
Force users?
It's pronounced seasons. And yeah, the word is year.
I think there is, but I can't remember what it was. Anyway,
all right.
So, yeah,
I just thought you said Force Caesars, and I was like, I don't know, Kaiser.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Well, the era. Is there a simple name for the era? The era of Force Caesars.
Like, Pax Romana.
Anyway.
Yeah. Wow, that was way off topic.
Okay, edit everything else out.
Yeah. So, Team Luck, you're going with Alpha Male and Alpha. Team Pluck, you're going with Darth Vader, and was it Jedi or Sith?
I'm going to go with Sith, yeah.
Sith. And Amelia is going with Hitler and Butch. So I'm going to read this tweet. I'm going to read this tweet.
Give me that
tweet,
bro, from old Lady Palmer.
Great scene in Fallout 3.
Okay.
Fuck,
I am
the
female
same
version.
Joke.
Oh.
Beautiful.
I am the female version of an alpha male. If I turn any more alpha... You guys will grow titties and a pussy soon.
Cheated.
I need to slow my roll. I'm just going to make all of you bitches because I don't care why not. That was spot on, Team Luck.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So you get 2 points, which totals at
Tila?
3. And Team Pluck gets 1 point because it's Star Wars season.
Yay.
Yay.
Damn it. I shouldn't have given you that one.
This podcast is sponsored by Rogue One in theaters now.
Can I just say, I feel like I should mention at this point, I do not know who Tila Tequila is.
Did you listen to the episode?
No, I haven't listened to it yet. Sorry.
What the fuck is your problem?
I've been really busy doing nothing.
The thing is that it probably doesn't affect your chances at all.
Yeah, if the listener doesn't know what Tila Tequila is, like, this is as good as introduction as any.
She was really popular on MySpace, and then she got a VH1 reality show.
Great.
Now she's a neo-Nazi Asian.
I noticed that.
She mostly just
tweets right-wing paranoia and about ghosts.
And flat earth and shit.
She also invented the board game Scruples.
Oh.
Alrighty, so let's see what we got next. The score as of now is Team Luck leading with 3 points, Amelia with 2 points, and Team Pluck sticking to the name with 1 point.
Yeah!
Go Team Luck!
All go right, Team here... Me!
Here's a good one. It goes as such. The reason why men and women get negative reactions to blank is because it's unnatural, you dummies. It's also blanks you. And some weird emoji which has no expression.
Frank West?
Can anyone do a Frank West impression?
Okay, Ambius, like...
Yes.
Is there any trick tweets? And, okay, because, you know... Let me be clear here. By trick tweets, I mean, is there any tweets where you've blanked a word, but in fact it's not a word, but it's a series of emojis?
Oh, I know. It's smiling piece of poop, smiling piece of poop, smiling piece of poop.
Well, I'm not going to rule that out because I honestly don't remember. But probably not.
All right.
What about an innocuous tweet that you just blinked something in the middle?
I guess.
Yeah. happy blank to my blank.
All right, so last round was won by Team Luck. So Team Luck, you go first.
I'm just gonna say right up front, I think that whatever she's saying is unnatural is actually natural. So I'm gonna say it's probably like breastfeeding or something.
I don't know.
Dr. Ray, any objections?
I kind of want to say something that's like, I don't know, like a sort of a touchy point or like a thing. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's tequila, tequila.
Sure, why not?
And then what does it do to you? It drains you. I don't know.
Your vital essence.
Oh, shit. I think it poisons you.
Breastfeeding poisons you?
I don't think it's breastfeeding, though. Unless it's saying it poisons the baby. I really feel like it's poisons.
I've certainly heard more ridiculous.
Oh, shit. Okay, hold on.
Okay, go on.
Vaccinations, poisons.
That right. Probably is it. I'm going with that, too.
Fucking stole my answer.
You can still answer, but if it's wrong, you're both going to fail.
Yes, please do that.
So, Team Pluck.
Yeah, Team Pluck, come to the dark side. Star Wars reference point.
Oh, well, point, you rolled over me. When we were talking about the emojis, I was going to say, well, we are talking about Tila Tequila after all. We're not talking about Carrie Fisher. So that's a really deep cut, by the way, that nobody's going to get. But
yeah,
I feel like I get it. Carrie Fisher talks in an emoji language only she understands. Yeah.
We're talking about trick questions and like stuff that kind of comes out of left field. So, yeah, I was just wondering, is there a Rogue One in here?
It's unnatural, you dummies.
Help! I compiled this before Rogue One, but who knows? She time travels after all.
Mm. All right, I mean, there is a new hope that there might be.
Yeah.
Oh, you were making a joke. I was laughing at something that I thought of myself. Oh, sorry, I didn't hear yours. Oh, I'm pretty, like, right. I know you didn't need to know this, but, like, I caught myself doing it.
Oh, wait,
was
that legitimate?
Like,
I thought you were just being a dick.
Yay! No! I should apologize.
Clock's ticking.
Okay, hold on. Okay, the reason why men and women get negative reactions to butt-chugging is because it's unnatural, you dummies. And for the second word, it also hurts you! Because I think that she would think that, like, people don't know that butt-chugging does hurt you. So she'd need to clear that up for people.
Can I just say real quick, whenever I'm on Discord on my phone and I type the letter B as the first thing I'm typing into the text field, my phone tries to autocomplete to butt vaping.
Oh, what?
Butt vaping.
Who are you talking to? Who are you talking
to?
What Discord are you on?
I've
what life do you live?
It's the extra credit Discord. What are you talking about?
I've been saying for years that soft keyboards and phones need incognito modes. Okay, so Amelia, you go last.
I'm going to say the reason men and women have negative reactions to the moon is because it's unnatural, you dummies. It also hates you.
I mean, sort of Tequila tweet. I mean,
there is a historical basis to negative reactions to the moon. I can imagine her believing in that.
Yeah.
Insert sound of werewolf lawyer.
Oh wait, the moon is unnatural. That's no moon.
I'm going to start reducing points for really bad puns. So,
would you say it's a punishment? God, it hurt to say it.
Oh God, damn it! I didn't. Just process that.
Okay, so we have Team Luck with vaccinations and poisons. We have Team Pluck with butt chugging and hurts, and Amelia thinks the moon hates you. Well, you're all wrong. Oh. Yeah. Some of you were close, but the tweet is,
butt
the reason why men
it was
and women...
butt vaping.
The reason why men and women get negative reactions to birth control is because it's unnatural, you dummies. It also sterilizes you.
Oh my god.
Like, decontaminates you from radiation damage?
Like, it does exactly what it's supposed to do.
Okay.
So there was a tweet in here that was perfectly true and good.
I guess. I mean, nothing she's saying is wrong. It's just, I don't know.
No, well, it doesn't sterilize you.
Well, temporarily it does. Yeah, that's also
true. It's a rod of uranium.
It's a really, really, really good condom.
It's the bottle of rye. Which is butt chugging, incidentally.
Yeah. I'm going to butt chug this bottle of rye. Right? Just give it to you good, hon.
So, Team Pluck gets 1 point for making me laugh, and nobody else gets any points.
Oh. Yeah, for my Star Wars reference.
Tied for a second.
I made three terrible puns.
Don't remind me.
Okay.
So, the scoreboard is Team Luck with 3 points still in the lead, and Team Pluck and Amelia tied at second place with 2 points.
Okay.
Now, let's see how you handle this one. I told my friend yesterday that I'm like a blank blank, but it seems as though he already knew this. Glad I got that out of the way.
Huh. A lot of room in there.
So, because Team Pluck got the point in the last round, you go first. Team Pluck.
I told my friend yesterday that I'm like a Thai prostitute, but it seemed as though he already knew this. Glad I got that out of the way.
Okay, I was going to go with the her being a Nazi angle, but that's also pretty good. Nazi.
I mean, I was just going to shoot that out and like let Argyle like take a second
opinion. I told my friend yesterday that I'm like a Hitler supporter, but it seems as though he already knew this. I'm glad I got that out of the way.
Alrighty, Team Pluck, is that your final answer?
I mean, if Argyle's okay with mine. I don't know. Which one do we choose?
What do you want to do?
Consider this. If you go with a wrong answer, then you better go with one that's funnier because if it's wrong, it may get a point. But if you go with the wrong answer,
so he's saying our answer is wrong. So let's go with Spooks' answer.
I'm saying it's something to consider.
Anyways, we're going to go with Spooks' answer.
Yeah, let's make it final.
Alrighty, so Team Luck and Amelia tied, so I'm going to give Amelia the first go because she has less points.
Yay. Let's see. I told my friend yesterday that I'm like a...
anti-friend.
Like a new
person.
I'm not going to choose
like
for you.
Like a new apostle. But it seems as though he already knew this.
Alrighty.
Glad I got that out of the way. Now back to like converting bread to water to wine.
Yeah.
Team Luck, any guesses?
I feel I'm kind of leaning towards I'm a modern.
Honestly, I was leaning towards more something like I told my friend yesterday that I'm an astral traveler. Because isn't that one thing she's into?
You could be a time traveler. We already submitted our answer. It's too late. If only we were time travelers, we could have won this.
Because she's always saying, like, oh, I could... Yeah, because she could go through multiverses and stuff, so...
Yeah, I think you know Teela a little better than I do, which is fine by me. So, I'll get... let's go with that.
Alright, so our final answers are Team Pluck with Tide Prostitute. Team Luck, Amelia with New Apostle, and Team Luck, Astral Traveler. The actual tweet is, I told my friend yesterday that I'm like a reptilian shapeshifter.
I knew I should have gone with Grays.
Glad I got out that way. So nobody gets, nobody wins this, but obviously Team Pluck gets a point for the tie because how could I not? How could I not? let's see. What else do we have here?
Like a reptilian shapeshifter.
What? Isn't she?
In that I don't shapeshift. I'm right, yeah. No,
no. She's approximate to one.
I am a shapeshifter, but not a reptilian. Oh, God, Tila.
You guys all know about these reptilian shapeshifters, right? Well, I'm kind of like one.
Yeah, I'm like half a reptilian shapeshifter. I got the human parts, but I never...
On my mom's side. On my mom's side, so I guess I am a reptilian shapeshifter.
Oh, so she's a salamander.
We're learning a lot. So,
appreciate that joke.
This is going to be a tough one.
Okay, ready.
So,
bring it on.
The tweet goes as such.
Oh my God.
I am blank, blank, comma, blank, comma, blank, comma, blank, and that baby, I forgot her name, lol, all in one person.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's hard, but it's good that there's so much context around it to help us out.
There was originally more, but I blanked even more because it was too obvious.
Oh, my God.
That
baby.
So, Team Pluck goes first.
We do?
Do we?
That would be Millie.
Indeed you do.
We haven't gone first since the first round, actually, I'll have you know. Wait, how are we doing?
You have.
I was having so much fun. Going down the list. How many points we had?
No. I give the first go to whoever won the last round, if nobody won, if it was a tie or nobody won it, I just go around.
Okay,
like, you won the last round because you've amused me.
Let's just come up with a list of five people. So I am Hitler.
Yep. Yeah, I think we were all thinking Hitler's
that.
In there somewhere.
Four more.
Why isn't it actually just three more? Because the first one is just two. Doesn't have a comma in between them.
Ah, I am Adolf Hitler.
Very observant. Very observant. Adolf Hitler.
Tom from Facebook.
MySpace, you idiot.
Fuck off. I don't use either one of those things.
Tom from Facebook.
Nobody uses MySpace anymore. Except Tequila, maybe.
MPBoy 360.
Dog.
Yeah, dog.
Wants to be spun around, kinda.
So you got Elf, Hitler, Tom from MySpace.
And then two
Did
more
you say
things.
Elf Hitler?
Yeah, Elf Hitler. Alf Hitler.
Elf or Al?
That would
Alf.
Make that sitcom a lot more more hard to watch.
I am Gordon Shumway. Tom from Twitter. Spooks, you got any ideas?
I am Chandler Phoebe Ross. It's five spaces, though. It won't make sense.
Oh, and the baby is Emma.
So let's make this easier. Obviously, these names are all connected. So just choose a group of people, I guess.
Okay, so four people and a baby.
I hate that sequel to Three Men and a Baby.
Damn it. I was trying to formulate that joke, but it just wasn't working.
Very derivative.
Team Pluck, time to... Put down your.
It's a modern day gender inclusive format.
I mean, my original thought was, even though like the spaces are not long enough, but I feel like we're stuck at an impasse and we have to go through it. I'm gonna go with I am singer, lover, and fighter man, and that baby. I forgot her name. Low in one person.
Yeah, I think you got
singer,
it.
Lover,
got it in one, man.
Man, can we get Stog online?
Wait, what was it that John Arbuckle would scream?
Amako!
Amako!
Alvin!
Alright, Team Luck, what's your guess?
Okay, so what kind of group do you think these people are, Furek?
Okay, can I just say, I'm
more
really
importantly,
feeling...
what kind of group do you think Tila Tequila thinks she is?
I'm really feeling Adolf Hitler. Put that out of context.
Is that your next...
That's my reader bio.
That's your next your next hit single.
Yeah, my next Tumblr suspension.
Maybe the next one.
Adolf Hitler.
Petition to kill Adolf Hitler needs 100,000 signatures.
I am Adolf Hitler, and then like names of three like Nazi generals.
In America, that would get me suspended.
Anyway, I mean, couldn't one of them be Eva, like Eva Braun?
Oh, maybe Adolf Hitler, Eva, God, Satan, and that baby. I really think the last two are God and Satan.
All that right. does. I'm going with that. So we got Adolf Hitler, Eva Braun,
baby Jesus?
God, and Satan.
And that baby.
You know, all right, Amelia, what's your guess?
Well, I don't want to duplicate the Hitler thing.
I don't think anyone wants
to. Many have tried.
I'm John Lennon, Paul, George, and Ringo. And that baby.
And the baby.
Yeah, go on.
The baby that would play keyboards. I am. My first name that popped my head is Steve Urkel.
I'm Steve Urkel.
I'm Steve Urkel. Carl. I think there was a guy named Eddie.
No, it was Waldo.
I do have a weird feeling this.
Waldo was Eddie's friend.
No.
Oh yeah.
Wasn't Eddie
okay. Claire,
the...
Phil, Cam, Mitchell, and that baby?
Can we? Ambius, I have a very okay. Okay, sorry. I'm gonna let Ms. Blank finish, and then I'm gonna ask Ambius for something.
All right. Ms. Blank. So you're going with Urkel, Carl, Eddie?
No. I am Jesus Christ. I'm Jesus Christ.
Time's ticking.
I am Jesus Christ, God.
The Holy Spirit.
Alf. Mary.
I'm Jesus Christ, God, me. Steve. And the baby.
All right.
Can I just say,
so this
you have made several references to the clock ticking. Is that a real thing? Or is that just...
No, there's no actual clock. It's just my patience running out. So this was a terrible, terrible, terrible tweet.
Yeah. Before we change my answer? Like, I want to change my answer on behalf of Team Pluck. And I am doing this without... Argyle's consent, which I know I should ask for these things, but like I really
I'll allow it. But
okay,
before I allow it, did you Google? Did you Google the tweet?
No. I did not Google that.
All right, tweet. Just had to ask.
Google
this
that
sucks for me
tweet.
I can't cheat because my keyboard's mechanical.
All right, here
also,
we are.
I read as I type.
Yeah, also, it's still cheating because you heard the rest of the responses.
My new answer
and
is
that baby. I forgot her name.
My new answer is
cherry switches. Yes.
I am Spartacus. 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 And that baby. I forgot her name though, but it was probably Spartacus. All in one person.
I'm Spartacus.
All right, so as I was saying, this tweet was extremely hard, not because it was so many redacted, but because I thought it was going to be so fucking obvious, and none of you got it. It was a terrible round. If it wasn't for it being slightly funny, we might have edited it out, but we're not going to, because the tweet is, I'm Homer Simpson, Bart, Lisa, Maggie, and that baby. I forgot your name.
Maggie is the baby.
Maggie is the baby.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's still to kill.
She named all five of the Simpsons, and then forgot.
No, the baby is Marge.
Baby.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think Maggie is supposed to be Marge.
Damn it, I knew it was a sitcom angle.
And the closest we
oh
got
man,
was
I
should
friends. Have stuck. I should have stuck with Family Matters.
Right. So none of you were even close, but I gotta give it to Spooks for the Spartacus, because it's one of my favorite. Bits, so
God damn, Spooks is just getting us all the points. I need to
Team Pluck is getting
I
another
think
point.
I think I'm learning the new strategy is don't even bother.
Yeah. Okay, so we should...
That's
Team Pluck should just...
I never...
Shitpost.
I never tried
now, I'm amusingly... Amusingly, if you don't even bother, there's a strong chance you'll still get it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, so let me scour the list for something worthy. All right, here's a category. By the way, have I mentioned that I have all of her tweets categorized according to topic?
Really?
You didn't.
Yeah, so here's a category I haven't touched yet. Mostly because...
God, how many tweets are there? Because we're 45
minutes
in.
World history!
Wow, we're not even halfway in.
Damn.
We're obviously not going to do all of them, but yeah.
I could sit here right. And do this for another 2 hours.
I don't have time.
So, I will always remember this election as the year I met the most blank and blank ever tears up.
What?
I think I know the direction this is going to go, but I don't know the words.
You have. I'll interject and say you have no idea.
The direction being bad.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So who's going first?
So, yeah, Team Plug goes first again.
Like, both of these look like adjectives, but one of them is, I think, supposed to be a noun. I don't...
Yeah, it's...
Tila, you're not making this easy for us.
I think I know the...
Is the second one, like, two words?
No.
That's the only way it makes sense.
I think I understand the structure, but I... Oh, my God.
I met the
Can you explain the structure of this Tila Tequila?
I would love to if we go last.
Well, unfortunately, Team Pluck, you go first.
I met the most
racist. These are the arbitrary rules I made out.
Yeah, the most racist.
Recording. All right. The most racist and?
Spooks?
I mean, I've got something else. You can work out the second word. I believe in you.
I met the most Trump and presidents ever.
One of those bad nights for Tilla. Is that too much to kill?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go for. I will always remember this election as the year I met the most kawaii and seme ever. Tears up. Right, I had to look up.
I have no idea if Tila Tequila is a weeaboo.
I wouldn't be surprised if she is.
Believe.
So, Team Pluck, you're going with Kawaii and Senpai.
Yes.
Seme.
Please, actually, it's Seme. It's Japanese for bottom.
Yeah, sorry, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I did
probably
top
on a fucking...
All right, Amelia, you go next.
Tila Tequila is the purest... Sundere.
It's pronounced Sundere.
My God, you're all so bad.
I'm going to start reducing points for.
Tell me about. tell me about. Tell me about Amy Rose fruit hack.
Sorry.
Tell me about Amy Rose fruit hack.
What about her?
Well, her hammer is called the Pico Pico hammer.
No, it's not.
Well, what the fuck is it called then?
I don't think I want to tell you anymore.
Amelia, go. What are your guesses? Tila Tequila will always remember this election year as the year she met the most blank and blank ever.
Name of Amy Rose's
hammer. I'm going to go. We'll always remember this election as the year I met the most white and proud ever.
White and proud.
For the record,
wow.
Argyle, it's actually called the Pico Pico hammer.
You mother... What the fuck?
Team Luck.
Okay.
Your guesses, please.
So can I just say, I'm not positive, but I think that you're all so wrong, because I'm pretty sure it's just two nouns, the most somethings and somethings ever. I don't think it's an adjective and a noun.
I think I know which two nouns are, too.
I'm kind of leaning towards gays and lesbians.
All right.
Really?
What do you think, Dr. A?
You really think she likes mixing with... I mean, what sexuality exactly. is Tila?
Isn't she's bisexual?
Yeah.
Can I just say what I actually think is that it's two slurs, but I don't want to say either.
Oh God.
So like she met the most Jews and something else.
Well, Jew isn't a slur, but.
Well, she uses it as it. She does. Remember the first one?
No, he was a friend of hers.
He was a Jew friend.
I'm going to have to ask you to decide because you're circling law.
Oh, man, I just thought of a different one.
Can I just say, I think that it is gays and lesbians, but in slur version, and leave it at that.
Okay, sure.
Gays and lesbians in slur.
But she did. She says tears up in the asterisk afterwards. So maybe she's happy about it. You know, like, we don't know that. We don't know till to kill his intention. That's not assumed.
Just because she's a Nazi.
Yeah.
Yeah, Amelia, you wanted to change your answer.
I did, but now I can't even remember.
Good.
It's all fucking blur. It's a duck blur.
Right. Too much tequila, have you?
So. Fair warning, this is going to be a rough one.
Oh, God.
Yep. Slurs, huh?
Put on my seatbelt.
Yeah. I will always remember this election year as the year I met the most faggots and degenerates ever.
Oh, my God. I was right about one of
okay.
the
Okay. Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, man. Now I remember I was going to say cuck somewhere.
Yeah. We here at Extra Credit we don't like to say bad words, but when other people are saying them and we're quoting them, it's kind of like a historical reference where we want to keep it the way it is.
The internet is a historical document.
You're giving Tila Tequila way too much credit.
Tila Tequila
is... We want you to know how terrible the person is.
No, Tila Tequila is going to end up being on the Trump $5 bill.
Tila Tequila is the H.P. Lovecraft of Twitter.
For the record, that was one of the words that I thought it was.
I'm sure it was, which is why I got 1 point, because you were in the vicinity, you guessed it right, you refused to say it out loud, which is admirable, but it gets you 1 point. So, the scoreboard now is Team Luck with 4 points, Team Pluck with 4 points, and Amelia Blank
no
with
amusement
2 points. So, it's starting to look a little bleak for Amelia, so... No.
All right,
so, one more round, and then, depending on how the scoreboard looks...
We all die.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not going to go well for anyone, anyway. So, let's see. The tweet goes as follows. The blank are out in full force in these end time, folks. In case you haven't already noticed, it has to end before we begin anew. Huh. Single word this time... Team Luck, you go first.
Oh my God.
Is this the word I think it is?
Probably not.
Okay.
I feel like it's got to be something she thinks is bad.
Obviously. Because it's the end times.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I feel like it... I don't want it to be a slur again.
But something has to end before we begin anew. What has to end?
My life.
Yep. Tell it to kill us, Twitter.
It already has, hasn't it? I mean, this was
it
all
got
compiled
suspended.
Like 2 days.
I don't know if it got brought back up.
This was all compiled like 2 days before she got suspended.
I didn't even know she got suspended. Yay!
We don't know who she is.
Yeah.
I know enough now.
Yeah.
The Twitter eggs are out in full force in these end times, folks.
So, Team Luck, what's your choice? It's a single word.
Okay. The blank are out in full force.
Oh my God, my mind is just reeling with all the slurs.
That's it. That's the fun of this game.
I don't think that's...
It's a matter of opinion, I think.
Yeah.
Fruit Hack's guess is going to be the open bracket slur, closed bracket.
I mean, I can't do that twice, so I'm going to go Spartacus.
No.
Spartakai, or...
The Spartakai.
Spartakai. Nice.
I'm going to...
Save me, Dr. A.
I think he has...
I'm so stumped.
The...
Oh, okay. Oh, Pepe's.
Okay, yeah, let's go with Pepe's.
All right, the Pepe's. Amelia.
We need a new name.
I didn't get to say it last time, so I'm going to go with Cucks.
Yeah.
All righty.
Strong choice.
The B movie.
It is. So, Team Pluck.
The weeaboos are out in full force in these end times, folks. In case you haven't already noticed, it has to end before we begin anew.
It is scientifically impossible for a bumblebee to fight.
Also, when have the weeaboos ever been out?
The weeaboos are weeaboos still inside with the Hikikomori lights off.
Rudak, shut the fuck up.
So. So, Team Pluck, weeaboos, your final answer.
I think we may try, like, we should try to, like, win this, because we get more points if we guess right.
Finish him.
So I'm gonna go with, like, we've already been through aliens. It may be reptilians.
Yeah.
The space is a little bit too small for reptilians. I'm gonna say demons, because there is rapture shit here. And, like, I feel that maybe
going for a serious answer is gonna kill us. But like,
I am going for a serious answer. My next sentence was gonna be: I think that Tila has played Doom recently, and she's really on about that sweet, sweet gameplay. It's out on Steam now, by the way. This podcast is sponsored by Bethesda Software, and I'm gonna say demons. They're out in full force on Steam.
$49.99. Bethesda has just given me a note. They would like to announce the Doom and Star Wars crossover that we've all been wanting.
Featuring Tila the Killer from the Devil May Cry series.
Alright, so we have Team Luck with Pepes, Team Pluck with Demons, and Emilio
thing.
Blank with the Cucks are out in full force tonight. These are the Anton folks. And the full tweet is: the demons
are out in full force
in these end time folks, in case you haven't already noticed. It has to end before we begin anew.
No.
So I was really hoping Amelia was going to get this one, because then you'd all be tied and we're going to have another round. But thus is not so. Team Pluck gets 2 points.
Fucking good at this.
Hooray! I can't do this anymore.
Team Pluck. Sporting stuff. Just like jokes the entire way through, and then I stabbed the dagger. Just nailed that coffin.
Wait, was that your first point from actually being right?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Spooks got us all of our points. I didn't do shit.
Okay. Right, welcome. So, join us next time where we decide, is this a quote from L. Ron Hubbard or a quote from Charles Manson?
That'll be easy, because it doesn't, L. Ron Hubbard.
It's not as easy as you think it is.
Actually, I think there were actually a couple of L. Ron Hubbard quotes in her tweets.
God.
Yay.
There was so much I didn't get to. There was so many tweets that were so insane I didn't even know what words to black out.
Well, that'd be cheating. We can save them for
another episode.
We're not going to do all Tila Tequila episodes.
Yeah, I mean, if this format works, we're going to have to do it for other stuff, but
yeah,
I'm going to publish.
We can do like a WikiHow-esque, just give us some good ones at the end.
I originally wanted to send this to Lemon to have him gamify it somehow, but I couldn't. Originally, I actually wanted to have a lot of tweets from her, from, what was the name? Sir John Kitchen.
Uh-huh.
From other random crazes, and
you'd
have to guess. according to
it.
Him,
I'm
probably
sure
among other things.
Well, hold
when did
on.
He get
here's
knighted?
An here's an idea.
In his dreams, probably. The original idea was to have you guess who said it. Was it John Kitchen, Tila Tequila, L. Ron Hubbard, and stuff like that? But there wasn't enough material on the other guys, and she just had so fucking much.
And I imagine.
But just so you know, and this is going to go into the recording, my original document, as I said, was categorized, and the categories are racist/homophobic.
Good.
Red pill/macho/fit/sex.
Great.
Conspiracy. Political. And miscellaneous insanity.
Okay.
That's my favorite Jamiroquai song.
Yeah, there's so much insane here. You guys have no idea. I'm going to share the doc right now, because we're going to record the outro, or rather the intro. But before we do, did you guys learn anything from any of this at all?
No.
Nope.
Absolutely not.
I learned that I'm the best.
Yay!
Yay! I'm glad that this was a learning experience for absolutely no one. I hope you
didn't
listeners
even learn
enjoyed
who
this.
Tila Tequila is.
yes. I hope you, the listeners, enjoyed this as much as we enjoyed making it, and see
I hope you enjoyed hearing this report as much as I enjoyed making it.
I would recommend Tila Tequila to anybody who likes the New World Order and hates Greece.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Ba-da-da-da. Ba-da-da-da.
I just randomly read a tweet that says, Mars is located in my ass. Not even kidding. It's second to last. I'm not shitting you.
What? Oh my god.
She has been playing Doom.
I'm gonna go with the female version of Hitler.
That's gonna be the bumper. Amelia's going with Hitler and Butch.
Ah, I am Adolf Hitler.
I'm really feeling Adolf Hitler. Put that out of context.